Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, I hope you had a blessed evening last night and that you were able to eat richly in the word of Yah and that you are ready to eat richly in it this morning. I pray that all is well with each and every one of you. Some guys had me up early this morning and I didn't know what precept to bring this morning last night. I didn't know what was going to be given to me. And I found myself going to bed, but what was on my mind was not the Most High. It was my job and, the things that are going on there. And I kept having to force this spirit come before me because I needed to hear from the Most High. And the Most High was dealing with me concerning his promises. And as I was in prayer concerning his promises, then he started dealing with me concerning, you know, there was an aspect of the lion and the lamb, and there will be no more death. But then he had me to come down and start reading in Isaiah chapter 40, and a completely different message came. So we will be dealing with fear not, for Yah has redeemed me. And I think we need to hear this and understand that Yah has redeemed us, and we need to walk in that redemption. Nevertheless, good morning, and I pray that something is said to you this morning that encourages your walk. We're going to be dealing in the book of Isaiah totally this morning. I'm not going to jump around. We're going to be going from Isaiah 40 through probably 43 or 44 on this morning. So we pray that you have your Bibles open and you are ready to read from the Word of the Most High. Let us start off this morning. I don't want to be get caught up.
Praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is a story. Your words jump at me like a picture. So perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that's the fact. You are
Our Savior and our Redeemer. You are our Rock. Father. And we just thank you this morning, for truly you and you alone are worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you would forgive us our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, and that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would return from our wicked ways and repent of our sins and not complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. But Father, we acknowledge that we have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you and that you have walked contrary to us. And Father, we are repenting from our wicked ways and we're turning from our sins and we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. Our testimony will be, this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, turn now your eyes and your ears back toward your people Israel. Hear our supplications and our prayers and deliver us from this captivity. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit, the spirit of love, for you are love. Now, Father, as we go this morning into the vineyard, we ask that you would smile upon this work and that you would give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. Verse 46, starting in verse 46. If they, Israel, sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive into the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land, whether they will carry captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High bless you to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the more so doing of his word. In Yeshua's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. We are going to be in Isaiah chapter 40. And if you will turn there quickly, we will begin this. This is like a message from the Most High this morning. And as I was reading these verses, it just kept coming back to me. This is a message. This is a message. Not a precept. It's a message. So let us hear from the Most High this morning. Comfort. Comfort my people, says your Elohim. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received of Yah's hand double for her sin. The voice of them that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Yah. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Elohim. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of Yah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Yah has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of Yah blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our Elohim shall stand forever. We're to hear from these passages that the Most High wants us to be comforted. He wants us to be of good cheer. He wants us to be of stable mind. He wants us to understand that even though we are temporary, we are as the grass that grows. It grows, it dies out, it withers. But the word of Yah stands forever. And he wants us to be comforted in the words that he's telling this prophet to prophet. He says, what shall I cry? Let my people be comforted in what he cries. Verse 9. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain, O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your Elohim. Now, we know that the prophet that cried this was John the Baptist, a voice crying in the wilderness. And John the Baptist told Israel, here is your God. Here is your Elohim. He is here. He has come to visit. And that he has come to redeem us. These acts are past. But some of the things that we're about to read, I want us to, number one, pay attention to what the Most High says of himself and who has been able to do these things. Because our comfort has to be in him and all that he's doing. So verse 9 again, O Zion that bringeth good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringeth good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your Elohim. Behold, Yah Elohim will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Now, what he's saying, he's telling you that your God is coming, or has come in this case, and he shall feed his flock like a shepherd, and he shall gather the lambs, his people, with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? This is not talking about him as a man. This is now talking about him as Elohim, as the Most High. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and meted out the heaven or measured out heaven with the span? and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in a scale and their hills in a balance. Who has done this? Nobody has measured out the water, does not that how much water the hollow, the center of the Most High's hand can hold. His, you know, truthfully speaking, in his true size, he could probably hold the whole earth in his hand. But he said, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? This is who's coming. This is the one who came. This is the one that's coming back. Who has directed the Spirit of God, or being his counselor, has taught him? Who has taught our Elohim? The answer to these questions is no one. The answer to the questions in 40 and 12 and 13, no one has done these things. The one that is coming, the one that Isaiah is talking about, the one that John the Baptist is supposed to cry about, is your Elohim, and he's telling you nobody can measure how much water is in the hollow of his hand or how much the mountains weigh. Only he can answer these questions and tell us. No man can tell us. This is who's coming or who has come. With whom took he counsel and who instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment or taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Who taught the Most High Elohim? Who taught the Elohim of Israel? Nobody taught him. Nobody gave him understanding. He had his own understanding. Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket. Hear what Yah said. The nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as small, as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. So he's telling us, compared to him, the nations are but as a drop in the bucket compared to what all of his work, and are to be as counted as the small dust of the balance. This is how big our Elohim is. Behold, he taketh up the isles of the Gentiles, as a very little thing. All the islands, the span of this world, he says, they are nothing to him. They are a very little thing to him. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts are sufficient for burnt offering. So if you took all the beasts in Lebanon, if you took left all the forests and the cedars in Lebanon, he says, that's not enough to really be a sacrifice to me. It's not enough to be an offering to me. When we take and we bring an offering to him, and we think, you know, when they thought it was the fire and the animals, and the food and all that, those little offerings he accepted from us. But he said, really, in truth, all the forests are not sufficient to burn. All the forests of Lebanon are not sufficient to burn. Neither the beasts thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. We really can't give him a big enough offering. But that which we give him, he accepts it, especially when it's from our heart. But he wants us to understand who we're dealing with, who came and who we're dealing with. All the nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him as less than nothing and vanity. That means that the world can't ever think of itself as anything in comparison to the Most High. No government, no kingdom, no king, no matter how mighty they are, no matter if they take over the whole world, they are still counted as nothing, less than nothing to him. So when we become puffed up thinking that we're all that in a bag of chips, or we think that we're a great nation or a great people, the Most High says those things are as nothing to me. And when you think about it, what is the earth in comparison to the Most High and everything else that he's created? We are but a speck of dust in what he has created. You get far enough from the earth, you can't even see it. It's like a grain of sand amongst all the beaches in the world. Single out a single grain of sand, and you, that's what the earth would be like, and even less, to the Most High. And so we got to understand he's telling us, this is the one that came, and this is how superior he is. And how what he's painting a picture for us of himself so that we can have a healthy reverence and fear of him. And yet he would think enough to come and visit us and to help us. Verse 18. To whom then will you liken or compare Elohim? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? Who will you compare him to? And what picture would you paint that you think you can capture him in? To compare him, what likeness? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and tastes it for and tastes it in silver chains. He that is so impoverished, so poor, that he has no ovulation chosen a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? What is it that we're supposed to have heard? What is it that we were supposed to have known? These are questions. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers. So what are you, what image, what idol are you going to create with your hand that you're going to equate to the Most High Elohim? What God could you create with your hand that would compare to him? That's why it says don't make no graven image. Because I sit on the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretch out the heavens as a curtain and spread them out as a tent to dwell in. I created the entire heaven. I spread it out before me. I sit on the earth, on the circle of the earth. How large am I? And I believe that he probably has to shrink himself down even to just sit on the earth. He's trying to paint a picture for us. How small or how large is your God? Is your Elohim? Who is it that you think that you're dealing with? He's invisible to us, but we don't really have anything to compare him to. And he's telling us, you can't make anything that looks like me, that would represent my glory, that will represent my majesty, that will represent my greatness, my size. You can't fashion anything that would compare, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as vanity. You know, we put people in position of judgment that are supposed to, number one, be smart. You're supposed to know the law. You're supposed to be fair. He says, but even in all that, he maketh the judgments of the earth, the judges of the earth, as vanity, meaning that they're vain. They can't really come to a righteous judgment because they can't even see the whole picture. But we are under their rule. We're under their authority. But we don't want to really be up under the authority of the Most High Elohim. So he's telling Isaiah to tell this prophet, cry that your Elohim is here. And now he's painting a picture of himself that we can compare to. And what and in his judgment and in his righteousness, how we are supposed to think of him. Could you imagine a being that uses the earth as a seat? That means when he stands up, I mean, I don't know too many people that, you know, you stand up and if you're tall, really tall, you know, a chair next to you looks small. A being that can sit on the circumference of the earth, the circle of the earth, and when he stands up, just how big is he? And he's even bigger than that. So he's given us something to compare to. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. Talking about these judges that he's given. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you compare me? Or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. So the Most High wants us to understand that we can't make up a picture in our mind of him. We can only go by what he actually has told us of himself. Because you can't measure the water that I can hold in the hollow of my hand, in the palm of my hand. I can stick my hand into the ocean, and maybe the ocean will go dry. Because I have now have all the water on the earth in the hollow of my hand. Painting a picture for us. Verse 25 again. To whom then will you liken or compare me? Or to whom shall you make my equal? Saith the Holy One of Israel. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who has created these things that bringeth out their host by number? Look up into the stars, into the heaven, and behold, who has created these things. You know, if you go to a planetary, or if you get your own telescope, or if you are driving on a road that is super dark and there's no lights around and the night sky is clear and you can actually see the Milky Way galaxy, the stars that run through this galaxy alone, and you're not seeing all of them, but until you've seen the Milky Way, you can't even really have any idea of how many stars are out there. If you live in a city and the light block out the night sky. You know, our forefathers, when they didn't have electricity and that kind of stuff, their view of the night sky was completely different than ours is today. Even the people before electricity, their view of the night sky was just completely different. If you live in a city now with the bright lights and those type of things, you don't see the stars that you can see. It's because they're really bright. But you don't see all the stars you're not seeing that are visible, but we can't see them because of the light. And he said, look up. Because if you look at this washed out sky that we see in the cities, you see a number of stars and planets. But if you can go and see the Milky Way, go and see the sky blotted out, unfiltered, then you see just in this little corner of the Milky Way, stars innumerable. So many that it makes it look like milk. It makes it look like a cloud. You look out there, right, you know, you look out there on a normal night in like I said, a big city, what you see dots with a lot of space between them. But if you can get out on a dark road and actually see the Milky Way and understand that, you know what, there's so many stars that fill our night sky that it makes it look white. It makes it look cloudy, like the stars themselves, that far out, you see all that. And he says, now I want you to look up at that. Who created these things that brings out their hosts by number? I know each one. And I have named them. I call them by name, by the greatness of his might. For that he is strong in power, not one failed. I created them, and because of my power, they don't fail. The stars are created to be almost eternal, just like the Most High is. They're created to last millions upon millions upon millions of years, even billions of years. And then there's us, who is as the grass, who grows up, withers, and dies. Everything else, how many people have been on this planet from beginning? How many people before the flood? How many people after the flood? We have people being born in the world. They'll say, oh, the population of the world right now is about 7 billion people. But he tells us, look up, consider the heavens and who created them and all the stars. Says, none of them fail because of my power, because of what I put in them, how I created them. Verse 27, why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest thou, O Israel, my way is hid from Yah, and my judgment is passed over from my Elohim? Why did our forefathers think that their sins were hidden, the things that they were doing were hidden, and that judgment had passed over them from Elohim? So that was wishful thinking on their part. And they were like, Elohim's not going to judge. He's not going to, you know, he doesn't see my wickedness that I'm doing. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting Elohim, Yah, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. You think that because judgment has not come right away and quickly, you think you understand what I'm going to do? You think I've forgotten about you? You think I don't see? You think I get tired and go to sleep? He giveth power to the faint. And to them, and he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. We have to understand exactly where we are with the Most High. First of all, we're nothing. We are as the grass that grows up and dies and withers away and is blown away. Then we got to understand that he works through us when we understand that we are weak. Because it's he that gives us our power when we serve him and we're ready to faint. We have poured ourselves out. That have no might, he increased the strength. The Most High hates vanity. He hates somebody that's proud and puffed up when they really have no reason, no rational thinking that would make them be that way. Even when there were kings like Sennergath, I'll know his name when I see it. The king of Assyria. He had been conquering all these different countries and nations, and they were going and praying before their God, and he was conquering them still. And he became proud and puffed up because all these nations had these different gods, and he was conquering them. And he's telling them, hey, your God has no power over me. Until he comes to Israel. And his proudness, his vanity, his being puffed up thinking he was all that, was his tens of thousands of thousands of soldiers and horses and chariots surrounding Jerusalem. He thought it was all that. And he probably would have taken Jerusalem had he not opened his mouth and talked against the Most High. Because the Most High, you know, Jerusalem, Israel, we have always been in rebellion. And so for him to be able to come up and get surround Jerusalem, it wasn't that the Most High didn't know what he was doing. The Most High actually sent him. But then he became vain and puffed up. So now the Most High says, okay, I'm gonna defend Israel, my heritage, not because they're deserving, but because of my name, and they are weak. And Hezekiah came to the Most High and said, we are weak. He gives power to the faint. We are about to faint and go under. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. And what he did was cause the king of Assyria to hear a rumor. A rumor. He didn't send hailstones. He didn't send angels. He sent a rumor that, hey, Ethiopia is about to attack you. And so he turned and headed to go back into his country to defend his country against Ethiopia. And the Most High caused his two sons to kill him in his own land. But he told him, he says, you're not going to fire one arrow. You're not going to kill one person here in Jerusalem. And so he strengthens the faith. He gives power to us. And we have to understand that it's not us. We have to understand that the Most High Elohim, the one that sits upon the circle of the earth, the one who we can't even say, we can't even measure how much water he can hold in the palm of his hand. We can't say, how did he create all the stars in the heavens, and how do they keep shining by his power? He says, I will strengthen you. I will help you. And the message today is, hear, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, because this is who's on your side. When we come to the Most High, this is who's behind us. We can't imagine the greatness of his power. So if he's for us, if he's on our side, if he has redeemed us, what are we afraid of? What are we fearing? That's why he doesn't understand and doesn't accept. He hates those that are fearful. What are you afraid of? I got you. Let's continue. Verse 30. Even the youths, the young, shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Yah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. We got to understand that when we know and understand that it is the creator of the universe, the picture that he paints for us, you can't imagine my greatness. You can't compare me to anything. There is nothing in this world or outside of this world that can touch me, that gives me advice, that I learn from, that teaches me anything. I am all-knowing. I'm all-powerful. And you are afraid of what? You say you trust me? And you're afraid of what? You're going to faint at what? So he's painting a picture for us and how he wants us to see him. You are as grasshoppers to me. You are as the grass to me. All the nations of the earth are but a drop in the bucket to me. And they really mean nothing to me. If our Elohim was not just, was not righteous, was not fair, he can wipe out all the nations of the earth and has done it before. He said, it don't mean nothing to me. Y'all think that y'all something because you can think a little bit. You can form some governments. You have create your armies. You think you are something when you are nothing in comparison to me. And my people, those who say that they are my children, you're afraid of what? You're afraid of these? They are nothing. We are to be afraid of no man, no country, no other being other than the Most High Elohim. And if we are walking right before him, if we are walking right, we got him in his proper place in our life. There is nothing that can touch us. We go about to establish his kingdom in power. Not our power, his. And so we should not be fearing anything because of who we serve. Because you know what? I don't even have to fight you. I can just say, yeah. Somebody's got to come and attack you. And you and your vanity, you got Jerusalem right here before you. You and your vanity will take all your troops and turn around the way that you came and go back into your land only to find that there is no threat. But I caused you to believe there was one. Didn't have to lift a finger. So he's telling us, fear not. Don't be afraid. I am your Elohim. Isaiah chapter 41. I pray we can get this picture. Keep silence before me, O island, and let the people renew their strength. Let them come near. Then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, and made him rule over kings? He gave them as the dust to his sword, and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Now, when I read this morning, the Most High is saying in this verse, if you know that, if you have any kind of understanding of military tactics, when you take over land, when you take over territory, there's a route that you come in, and you secure that route. And so if you have to get out, then you're going to get out through the route that you came by because you know it's secure. You're going to lose less people that way because you fortified it. But he's saying that this one that was coming, which is Messiah, even by the way he had not gone with his feet, he's going to go anywhere he wants securely. He's going to pursue whoever he wants, however he wants, and he's not going to have to retreat and go back the way that he came. When he comes to make war, the next time he comes, he's going to march straight And he's going to pursue all the wicked safely, not worried about what man is doing. Oh, you got tanks? Don't matter. You got nuclear bombs? Don't matter. You got lasers? Don't matter. None of those things are going to have an effect on Messiah, the Most High Elohim, when he returns. I ain't going to have to go back the way I came. I'll go back whatever path I choose. I'll go wherever I want to, however I want to. Verse 4. Who has worked or done it? Calling the generations from the beginning. I, Yah, the first and the last. I am he. Now he's going to start telling us about other aspects of him that he wants us to know of him. He's asking a question again. Who has worked and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? Who has told you what's going to happen from the very beginning and then caused it to happen? I, Yah, the first and the last. I am he that has done it, calling the generations from the beginning. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid, drew near and came. They helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith. Let's make us a god. Let's make an idol. Let's make an image that we believe how the Most High looks. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed with the hammer, him smote the anvil, saying, it is ready for solid. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. See, the Most High sent us into punishment. He sent us to be disciplined because of the disobedience of our forefathers. But he has not cast us off. He's not thrown us away. He's looking for those of us who will believe and come to him in spirit and in truth, who will accept the picture that he paints of himself and fear him and not be afraid of anything but him. That's who he's looking for. That's the Israel he's looking for. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Hear the words of Yah, Israel. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Be not, let's look up this word, dismayed. And that word in the Webster's Dictionary, let me resize something here, if I can see this. Dismay, disheartened, deprived of courage. Be not without courage, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incest against thee shall be ashamed. There are going to be a lot of people, even so already, that won't accept a lot of what this ministry itself teaches, is saying that the Most High says, and he says, don't be dismayed. Don't be without courage. For I am thy Elohim, because we are learning to respect him for who he is and how he wants us to see him and not take it for granted and not to not be like Esau and despise our birthright, to understand it means something to be called a child of the Most High Elohim. If it meant something, supposed to mean something for Esau to be called the son of Jacob, no, not the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, if that was to mean something, and the promise that was in the promises of Isaac, his father, how much more do you think it's worthy? How much greater the promise and the reward to be called a son of the Most High, a child of the Most High? And how much more greater the punishment do you think it will be for those who despise that birthright? We are the children of the Most High. He says, fear not. I will help thee. I will strengthen thee. I will uphold thee. All we got to do is step into it with faith, not fearing anything. Price doesn't matter. The cost of something doesn't matter. The size of it doesn't matter. Can't look at it and say, oh, can we manage that? Can we handle that? Can we have that? If we're taking it for the kingdom, the Most High says, I will help you. I will strengthen you. We have to walk in that. Behold, all they that were incest against thee shall be ashamed. There's going to be a lot of people that come against it. Oh, you're a cult. You don't belong to the Most High. Oh, you think you're holier than thou. Oh, you don't can tell us what to do. Who made you ruler over us? Oh, all kind of things they're going to come with. They're going to be incensed against us. And they shall be ashamed and confounded with what the Most High is doing. They shall be as nothing, and we're to consider it as nothing, because we know who we serve. And they that strive with thee shall perish. Those that strive, that means that they're not striving with us. They're striving against us. Don't want to see it to be successful. Don't want, you're not them. True Israel, as I said, everybody's not Israel. All Hebrews are not Israel. Just because they know that they're a Hebrew, don't make them Israel. But it's those that fall into this category that fear the Most High, who understand who he is as he has painted himself to us, the picture of himself in the scriptures. There is nothing in this world that can mess with me. There is nothing outside of this world that can mess with me. There is nothing that, and no one that I have to go to for advice. And you, and I got you by the hand and you're afraid? And you're afraid? So we got to know that whatever the Most High puts our hand to, we have the victory in it. Why? Because he's going to be helping us. He's the one that's going before us. He's the one that's delivering. Don't even matter in numbers. I and Yah are a majority. We just got to understand that we only fear him. And we're not puffed up, because he says, you know what? We're just like all men. We're like the grass. We grow up, die, and wither away just like everybody else. However, we are with the Most High. He says, I'm able to raise you up again. and I will raise you up again. We have to know that. We have to walk in that without doubt. We have to walk in, he is our present help. Behold, all they that were incest against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. It's going to come a time when we're looking for people to mess with us. Because they've been messing with us. They've been coming against us. He says, they ain't going to be able to find them. He's going to deliver us out of their hands, but he's also going to get rid of them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of not, of nothing. Don't fear them. Starting with your own people, because they'll be the first ones to come against us. And then once the world finds out, they will start to come against us. And that's all okay. We are to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. We are to go in and take over and not announce what we're doing. Oh, yeah, we're here to take over. Who are you? Most of that's about, that's not wisdom. What general tells the enemy his plan? Only one that can do that is the Most High. And he tells us, I want you to be wise. Be as wise as serpent, but as harmless as dove. Don't be in this to be trying to hurt nobody. Don't be in this trying to take revenge, because vengeance is mine. I will get all those who are against you and against me. Not your job. So don't even let those be thoughts in your heart. You go forth showing and offering my love. All those who reject you, reject me. But don't you dare fear them. Smile in their face. Thank you very much. And I will give you the victory over them. This is what's going to happen, and this is what's about to start coming up. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them. Those that are contending with us, those who want to see it put to an end, those who are walking in fear, those who feel like, oh, their true strength is in themselves. So don't fear them. I'll handle them for you. Verse 13. For I, Yah, thy Elohim, will hold thy right hand and say unto thee, fear not, I will help you. Who are we going to fear? What are we going to fear? Is not the entire earth Yah's and the fullness thereof? No matter what price they put on something, Yah will make it happen. And he will cause them to give it to us for what he wants it to be had for, even if it's nothing. So we don't walk in fear. We don't walk in doubt of the vision. We aren't afraid of men and governments and their powers. We're not afraid of, you're going to try to make this another Oklahoma City. Because, see, the problem with Oklahoma City and the other endeavors that our people have tried to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and have the enemy come against them to kill them all off, or most of them, to destroy the works that they were putting together, is because it wasn't founded on the kingdom of the Most High. It was founded on them trying to make it and be what the world said they ought to be. Our whole purpose is the kingdom of the Most High Elohim. And when we have communities, and when we have cities, and when we have economic power, it is not to compete with the world. And we're not in competition with them. They are in one system, we are in another. They are of one government, we are of another. It is solely and 100% to take over the entire earth. So it doesn't matter what they do. Doesn't matter what they say. Yah has said, establish my kingdom in the earth, and I will help you. We can't walk in any doubt in that at all. Verse 14, fear not, thou worm, Jacob, and you men of Israel, I will help you, saith Yah, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. I'm going to give you power over the mountains. Even mountains won't be able to stand up to you. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. Thou shalt rejoice in Yah, and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. People will have to know, how are you doing this? It ain't us. It is the Most High Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, that does these things. We are his vessel. We are the ones that will occupy the kingdom. That's why I said, wow, the kingdom of heaven cometh by violence, and the violent take it by force. But we're going to be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves until the Most High comes. When the poor and the needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, Yah, will hear them. The Elohim of Israel will not forsake them. The Most High is going to do a work in the desert where there is no water, where there is not abundance of food. And he's going to cause them to spring forth. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. See, we look around, and I've been this, I can say I was guilty of this myself. So I'm like, why do you have me here in this desert? Why do you have me looking for land in the desert? That he might be glorified. He's going to call these places to spring forth. We just have to walk and believe. He's going to allow it to happen. Whether it's through his natural powers or through technology, they will be transformed. Verse 19, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together. These are all trees that don't grow in desert environments. He's telling us, I'm going to transform them. I'm going to transform these areas. They may see and know and consider and understand that the hand of Yah has done this. How are these pine trees growing here? How are these cedar trees? These oil trees? These are trees that typically grow on mountains. What are they doing here in the desert? our testimony will be Yah Elohim, that's them. The Holy One of Israel has created it. He has caused this to happen. Produce your cause, saith Yah. Bring forth your strong reason, saith the King of Jacob. Let them bring them forth and show us what will happen. Let them bring them forth and show us what shall happen. Let them show the former things, what they be, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. So he says, let them bring forth and show us what shall happen. Tell us what's going to happen. If you know, tell us. If you know how the desert, the Sahara Desert got there, tell us. If you know how the Mojave Desert got there, tell us. Now tell us why these pine trees, and these fir trees, and these oil trees, these things that aren't supposed to be, tell us where these springs are coming from and this water is coming from. Tell us how these things happened in the past, so we can tell what the end of them will be today. Show the things that are to come after, that we may know that you are God, since you say you know everything. Do good or do evil, that we may be dismayed, that we may have no purge, and behold it together. Go ahead, all you nations. Show us, tell us things that are to come. Tell us about the past, because you think that you know. You think that you know how something happened, but you really don't know. Therefore, you really can't tell the future, because you can't really tell the past. And because you don't give Yah Elohim the credit for causing things to be the way that they are, you can't really tell the future. You can't discourage us. If you can, go ahead and discourage us, dismay us, make us to where we have no courage. Yah Elohim says the response is, behold, you are nothing. This is to them. You are nothing. You can't tell what the things were in the past. You want to come against this, but you can't tell how those deserts got there. For as long as you've been knowing, they've been there. But you don't know why they're there. Why doesn't the Sahara Desert look like South America? Why isn't the desert in South America with this desert on Africa in the same parallel? How did that happen? Because you don't know. And you can't tell. But I know that he really hasn't written in this book. The Most High caused the Sahara Desert to destroy Egypt. Because what we know of Egypt, that's not all that Egypt was. We are seeing the remnant of Egypt. But buried up under that sand in the Sahara Desert is a whole hidden advanced civilization that Yah has hidden from us. Only allowed us to see a remnant of it. Beneath the jungles in South America, when Christopher Columbus and Balboa da Gama, all of them, when they came exploring and claiming land, talking about they land that they had, what's the word they used, discovered, people was already on that land. And they said, we discovered this land like nobody had ever been there before them. The Indians that were in this area and the people of color that were in this area that died out because of the disease that they brought, that's how they took over this hemisphere. The disease that they brought on the boats with them killed off so many people that the people couldn't fight. They were decimated. And now they're flying over those jungles with LIDAR radar, and they can see all these cities, tens upon 10,000 of cities where millions of people used to live that the jungle has reclaimed. Just that quick. Moshe said, tell me how these things happen, how the things in the past happen, that you might discourage. He says, you are nothing. You are nothing. Your work is not. It's nothing. An abomination is he that chooses you. If we choose the world and those that make these false images, that make a God that there's only one God, no matter what people call him, they create in their mind, they make up their own gods in their own eyes, and this is what represents their God. And then some people try to make a picture, a portrait, a statue, the works of their hands, in what they believe is the image of the Most High Elohim. Just don't choose them. Don't choose them. Put your faith in the Most High Elohim. I have raised up one from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun shall he call upon my name, and he shall come upon princes and upon mortars, and as the potter treadeth clay. Who has declared from the beginning that you may know, or that we may know, and before time, that we may say he is righteous. Yea, there is none that showeth, there is none that declareth. Yea, there is none that heareth your words. The first shall say to Zion, behold, I will give to Jerusalem one that bringeth good tidings. Now, this is speaking of Messiah, both past and future. For I beheld, and there was no man, even among them, and there was no counsel. And when I asked them, could answer the word. Behold, they are all vanity. Their works are nothing. Their molten images are wind and confusion. A lot of hot air and confusion. See, we listen to the doctrines of men. And we don't listen to what the Most High says to us. Fear none of them. Walk in my counsel. Obey me. Do what it is that I tell you to do. Because all that other stuff is just hot air and confusion. They are not listening to me. They can't answer these questions that I'm asking. And you fear them? Says, fear them not. When it comes to doing the work of the Most High, don't fear anybody else. Let's continue. Isaiah chapter 42. Behold my servant whom I uphold, and my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Speaking of Messiah again, who shall not cry nor lift up nor cause his voice to be heard in the street? A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his judgment. Israel rejected Messiah. The isles that are waiting for his law are the isles of the Gentiles. We are in those times right now, and they are searching for his laws even though they won't keep them. They are waiting for his laws even though they won't keep them. But there's going to come a generation of them that will. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till his law, till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isle shall wait for his law. Thus saith Yah Elohim, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and with that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and the spirit to them that walk therein. I, Yah, have called thee in righteousness, and will uphold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. This is for that time period. And we have been in that time period for about 2,000 years. That time period is coming to an end. And Yah is waking back up his people, Jacob and Israel, take our spot, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yah, and that is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Now, we know that the Gentiles, nations, have been good for creating graven images. But the Most High made a space, a time period, that he would allow this gospel to go out to the Gentile nations, the isles of the world. Behold, the former things are come to pass. And new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you them. Sing unto Yah a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. You that go down to the sea, and all that therein is, the isles and the inhabitants thereof, the Gentiles are supposed to sing a song to the Most High, a new song, separate from Israel. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voices, and the villages that Kedar does inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountain. Let them give glory unto Yah and declare his praise in the island. Yah shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time held my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their earth. And I will make the rivers islands. And I will dry up the pools. I will bring the blind by the way that they knew not, and I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and the crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed, that trust in graven images, that say to the molten images, ye are my God, my Elohim. He's going to do this to the Gentile nation. Hear ye deaf and look, ye blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect? And as blind as Yah's servant? Who? Seeing many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he hears not. Yah is well pleased for his righteousness. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. He's changed subjects now. Starting in verse 19. Actually, 18. He's changed subject. But from the Gentiles, now he's back on Israel again, on us. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all, none of them, they are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivered, for a spoil, and none saith, restore. Who among you will give ear to this, will hear this? Who will hearken or listen and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for the spoil and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yah, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his way, neither were they obedient unto his law. Our forefathers, if we can hear the word of Yah, we know why our people are spoiled. We know why our people have been robbed. We know why our people are in the condition that we're in. Because of our state, for our forefathers would not walk in his way, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore, he has poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. And it has set him on fire round about. Yet he knew it not. Our people were, you know, the Most High made us ignorant to this. Caused us to forget who we were. He set his lighting fires around us, pushing us into the heart of Africa and into the West Coast, and then scattering us throughout all the nations of the world, and causing us to be robbed, causing us to be spoiled, causing us to live in holes, causing us to be prisons, to be our houses. He says, you were on fire and didn't know it, and didn't even know where it was coming from. Yet he knew it not, and it burned him. Yet he laid it not to heart. Why am I being burned? Why is this happening to us? There was a time the Most High caused us to forget who we were and why we were going through this, because of our disobedience, because of the sins of our forefathers. Isaiah chapter 43. The book of Isaiah chapter 43, starting in verse 1. But now thus says Yah, that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. Can we hear this, Israel? Can we hear this, my brothers and my sisters? I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. We belong to the Most High Elohim. We are his inheritance. And all those that come back to him in spirit and in truth, he has redeemed. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am Yah thy Elohim, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy love. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy feet from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this? Let's see. Hold on a second. Verse 9. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is truth. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare what the Most High has done, is going to do? Who can show us former things, the things of the past, and say, this is why this is and this is why this happened? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified in what they're doing today. Or let them hear and say that the Most High says it is true. You, Israel, are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know him, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no Elohim form. Neither shall there be after me. There has been no God before me. There won't be one after me. When he elevates us to Godhood, it's through his spirit, by his spirit. He says, if he stops to exist, we stop to exist. There's not one form before him. I am from everlasting to everlasting. There's not going to be one from after me. I'm the one and only one. We are supposed to be the witnesses of that. You are my witnesses. If you say you are Israel and you have any other testimony, you are in darkness and you don't know the truth. You don't even know what you were created for. You are my witnesses, saith Yah, and my servants whom I have chosen. When the world says Trinity, you say, oneness. When the world says two gods, you say, oneness. You are my witnesses. There is no God. I have not formed a God before me. There was no God formed before me. Me, not us, me. Neither shall there be after me. See, these doctrines that the Most High wants us to be witnesses against. Anything that says that there's another God besides him is a falsehood. I don't care how good they make it seem. I don't care how well indoctrinated you were coming up as a child. Three gods in one. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I don't care what you were taught. As a Hebrew Israelite, a true Hebrew Israelite, your witness is there's only one. There ain't going to be one. There wasn't one formed before him. There's not going to be one formed after him. Got to know this. I am Yah. And beside me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have said, and I have shown when there was no strange Elohim among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, saith Yah, that I am Elohim. This was supposed to be the testimony of our forefathers. There is only one Elohim, and he's doing everything. Don't fear anybody else. This is your witness. This is what you were created for. You are my witnesses. Yeah, but what about father and son? What did I just tell you? You are my witnesses. Your testimony is Most High Elohim, there was no God formed before him, neither will there be after him. So if Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are God, or Elohim, then they must be the same being. You can't have a testimony outside of that. I can't have a testimony outside of that. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. And who shall let it? Who's going to allow it? I will work, and who shall let? Who's going to let me work? Who's going to prevent me from doing what I'm going to do? I am Elohim alone by myself. So when we come to Messiah, this is Messiah, it's Elohim, Messiah is God. You got to know who he is. He says, fear them not. The one that you can't tell how much water the palm of his hands will hold. You can't tell how he created all the stars in the heaven and how they're driven by his power. Men is looking at nuclear power and all this kind of stuff. And the Most High says, they're running off of my power. He says, now you are my witness. I chose you for this purpose. And your original job was to establish my kingdom in the earth. And to testify to all those false nations that are creating those false gods of wood and stone, crosses, statues, little ornaments. That ain't Elohim. That is not the Most High. You can't imagine how the Most High is. You can't imagine how large he is. You can't make something that represents him. This is what our job is supposed to be. Verse 14. Thus saith Yah, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake have I sent to Babylon, and I have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cries are in the ship. I am Yah, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. This was supposed to be the understanding of our forefathers. The Creator of Israel is Israel's King. The Creator of Israel is Yah Elohim himself. So when the prophets came and the angel said, behold, born in Bethlehem today is Christ Jesus or Yeshua HaMashiach, your King, your Redeemer. That's why he told John. John said, what shall I cry? Cry, your Elohim is here. Your Redeemer is here. Your Savior is here. Because besides me, there is no Savior. I am your King. And the throne that's going to be established in the earth is my throne. And until I come in physical form, I allowed some men to sit on it. Then I came, and you weren't worthy, and I scattered you. But I'm going to reestablish my kingdom in the earth and my throne, and I'm going to keep my promise that of the lineage of David, of whom Messiah came out of, shall not the scepter depart from the throne forever. Thus saith Yah, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. which bringeth forth the chariot and the horse, and the army and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. I'm going to do away with armies in the future, all armies. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old? Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Yah is going to do a work in the desert, I'm telling you. And men are going to say, how is this happening? And our testimony can only be one thing. It is Yah Elohim, the creator of Israel, our king. And we are doing the work of our king, establishing his kingdom in the earth. The beast of the field shall honor me, and the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and the rivers in the depths to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. Why haven't we called upon the Most High? Thou hast not have been weary, tired of me, O Israel. We're tired of keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments. We want to be like the other nations. We want to be able to fornicate and have multiple wives and have men over us and do all these things that the nations are doing. We're not calling on our Elohim. Most of Israel is weary of keeping the statutes, laws, and commandments. Tired. We can't do it. We're just men. We're just women. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offering. Neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor weary thee with incense. I took away the temple. You were required to burn incense every day. You were required to make an animal sacrifice every day. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor weary thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sin. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquity. Even I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions, for my own sake, not for yours, for my own sake, and will not remember thy sin. We should take great comfort in this. We should step into this with all our hearts and not do the other, the opposite, not do like our forefathers, because the Most High has blotted out our transgression. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together, declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore have I profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproach it. The Most High says, hear him. Fear not, Israel, for I have redeemed you. Walk in your redemption. Don't turn back into your path of sin. Be that faithful witness that the Most High has called us to be. There is no other Elohim besides him. There are not two. There are not three. Anything made with man's hands doesn't work. You are my witnesses. I formed you for this. I'm waking you up again to it, to be my witnesses. I have not thrown you away. The Most High says for us to do better than our forefathers. Be better than they were. Don't have this knowledge and this ability to understand and to see if we have it and still do the same things that they did. Hate evil. Hate it in everywhere that you see it. Fear the Most High Elohim. But don't fear anything else. Walk in his statutes. Don't be afraid. If we are doing the Most High's work, we shall not be afraid of men, of governments, of nations. The Most High said they are nothing to him. He will take us by the hand and help us. Can we believe that? I have redeemed. And if you are redeemed, don't walk in your old ways. Don't go back to that old man, but walk in the power and the might of the Most High. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Walk in that. Believe that. Let us bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for reminding us who we are in you and what you have set us here and what our purpose is. We are to come against all false religion. We are to come against anything that's being worshipped other than you. We are your witnesses, Father. It's you and you alone. Our Elohim, that you will not form another God. That means that you cannot technically have a son, which is a God separate and apart from you. That means that you can't make us God separate and apart from you. You will not form another God. That is our witness. You and you alone are God. And when we are elevated, we are elevated in you, Father. It is by you. And so, Father, our witness will be true. Our witness will be faithful to you. Father, we will walk in you. You are our King. We don't belong to any other nation, to any other country. We serve the true and living Elohim, he that sits upon the circle of the earth, he that we cannot imagine the fullness of your might. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for opening our eyes and giving us a mind to see and to serve you. Anything else is a distraction. Anything else, we fall short. And Father, we don't want to fall short. We desire to serve you with our whole heart, dedicating ourselves to your service. Ask what you will, Yah. Ask what you will of us. Let us do your will. Let us be those faithful servants. And Father, we wait upon the day that you will gather us from among the nations. We look for that day. Until then, Father, we will be about your business, establishing your kingdom, preaching the gospel of the kingdom to the world. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. On this evening, again, I don't know what the precept's going to be. More than likely, you will be dealing with one of our illnesses. To lead into tomorrow morning, spiritual wellness, that we might heal as a people, that we might be faithful and be able to help the nations to heal. But we first have to heal. You cannot heal people and bless them when you yourself are sick. And it's a must that we heal, that we might do the work that has been set before us. So I don't know what the precept will be, but I pray that you are here in attendance. I pray that you go about your day today, that you honor the Most High in his day, that you thank him for allowing you to have yet another day to praise and worship him and to honor him and not go about doing your own thing. Because, see, this is what he says about his Shabbat. Don't go about doing your own pleasures on my day. Dedicate it to me. Honor me in it. 6 days you have to handle your own business. Honor me in this one. May the Most High keep you. May he encamp his angels around you. And may they keep you safe from all hurt and harm. Seen and unseen. Until we meet again, I love you, but clearly you have to see that the Most High loves you more. Shalom.
Without you, there's no me. I need
cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah. Always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahoo.